Crossover Podcast, your 1.5 billionth stop for all superhero movie news. I'm your host, Doug.
And I'm Matt. This week on the podcast, we're going to be discussing Black Panther news, Avengers Infinity War, BVS items, a few other random news bits, and also we're going to end things with a bunch of predictions for 2016.
You can reach us at thecrossoverpodcast@gmail.com, or you can head over to our YouTube page, search for The Crossover Podcast, and subscribe there. And hopefully by the time you're listening to this, you'll find us on the Hodgepodge Podcast page.
Hooray!
Just go to the menu and
we're married.
And click on the Crossover Podcast link. Also, we're on Facebook.
Oh, that's true. We're on Facebook. Yes.
You can like us over there, too.
Yeah.
So, this is our first episode of 2016.
Welcome to the new year.
Thank you. You too.
Yes.
2016, also known as the biggest comic book movie year in the history of comic book movie years.
Since 2015, I would say.
I would say since 14.
Wow, that long.
Well, no, I mean, but...
So what was 14? 14 was...
14 was Cap, Guardians, X-Men.
Mm.
There was a Spider-Man movie in there too, wasn't there?
Was that 2014?
Yeah.
I tried to forget about that movie.
Yeah, because number one came out, Amazing Spider-Man 1 came out the same year as Dark Knight Rises in 2012.
You're right.
So you had them from all the studios. Last year was Avengers 2 and Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And then Fantastic Flop.
Yeah.
And in 2014 you also had the Ninja Turtles movie came out too.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right, so...
God, that was awesome.
Hey, I told you not to watch on Netflix.
You know,
that was
you
your
did.
Fault.
You did.
That was your fault. Nerd movie news. Star Wars continues to make serious bank at the box office. It came close to being knocked off the top pedestal though this week.
It did. The Revenant almost, it knocked it off for one day.
Yeah, for Friday.
Yeah.
But I was like, when I read that, I was like, it doesn't matter. I said, because... The movie nerds went to go see it Thursday night, like us.
Yeah.
Thursday and Friday. And then what's going to happen on Saturday is that the families are going to go out and they're going to say, let's go see Star Wars because I can't take my children to watch a bear raping Leonardo DiCaprio. So that's what happened, basically. But it only beat it by like $3 million.
Yeah, it was close.
It was very close. So
it's probably going to go down this week.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Ride Along 2 will probably be number one.
Yeah.
Unless the Murica contingent comes out hard and then 13 Hours will be number one.
Oh, is that coming out this weekend?
Yes.
Too? Oh,
yes.
Then that is probably my pick.
You think so?
I think the American Sniper crowd are going to be all
over Ride Along.
Over Ride Along 2.
I don't know, because Ride Along 2 is a big surprise.
I don't think there's a lot of crossover between this crossover.
Yeah,
I don't think. Said the name. I don't think there's much crossover between those two audiences.
Probably not.
But given what happened with American Sniper,
yeah.
I would not put it past this movie to make a bajillion dollars.
Yes. And then probably what will happen is the audience is coming out of 13 Hours and the audience coming out of Ride Along 2 will probably get into a giant brawl as they leave the theater.
Okay.
Leaving me free to go see Star Wars again.
Right. And we can put it back on top.
Yeah! Where it belongs.
Where it belongs till February 12th.
till December.
No.
2016.
No.
So that's the big nerd movie news right now that Star Wars is plugging along.
Yeah.
And, episode 8 starts filming soon. John Boyega promises it will be a darker film. Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Rian Johnson and Colin Trevorrow, who's directing episode 9, have both come out and said, hey, you know, it's going to be great. Don't worry. It's going to be great.
And they're working closely together.
Yes. In fact, Rian Johnson wrote both. He wrote 8 and 9.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he wrote 9 too. So
Kasdan didn't have any...
No, well, Kasdan is just there as a supervisor. But
okay.
He didn't... The last Star Wars movie he's going to write is Young Han Solo.
Right.
And
which, by the way, have you seen the short list of actors for that?
Yeah, apparently if you're a white male between the ages of 20 and 40, you're also on the short list to be
Han Solo. No, they whittled it down from 2,500 to like 5.
Well... Then the other thing is, too, is I also read today that Lucasfilm is basically refuting Variety's report that they're like, you know, yeah, some of that's right, but we have other people and they're still casting and stuff like that. Because the big reason why this came out is because there's a rumor that Han Solo is going to show up in Rogue One.
Yes.
Young Han Solo.
Right.
So they need to cast whoever's going to be in the young Han Solo movie, which comes out in 2018. That's right? Yeah, 2018, because next year is episode 8.
Right.
Rogue One's at the end of this year. So the short list was Ansel Elgort from Fault in Our Stars. He was also in a movie called Men, Women, and Children. He's a good actor. I like him. It's Clint Eastwood's kid, Scott Eastwood, who I think is too old to play him, if you're going for a young Han Solo.
Yeah.
Dave Franco, James Franco's little brother.
Really?
Yeah, he's one of them.
Okay. I only saw two.
Logan Lerman is...
No, not him. Zac Efron.
Oh, no, I didn't see Zac Efron.
Yeah, he was on there. And the best part... Miles Teller.
I know, our good friend Miles Teller.
Our good friend Miles Teller in the mix again.
You know what? I gotta be honest. My gut reaction whenever I hear Miles Teller, and he's a great actor.
Doubt his skill.
He's been in a lot of good movies. He was fantastic in Whiplash.
Fantastic.
In Whiplash. Yeah. Shut up. Get out of here. There's the balcony. Just open the door and jump.
Anyway,
he was really good in Whiplash, and he's been really good in other stuff too. But my gut reaction always when I hear Miles Teller is I'm like, I don't know. But I got to be honest, I was looking at pictures of all these guys, and I'm like, I don't know. I could kind of see Miles Teller doing it. He has the snarky wit.
He does. It's not that. It's like when John Krasinski was up for Cap.
Right.
It was like, Cap? John Krasinski? You know, it's like, it just didn't seem to fit at all, the look of the guy. Miles Teller, I'm looking at him, and it's just like, I can't see him as Han Solo.
My pick of the ones that they've mentioned is Ansel Elgort. Because the other thing is, too, like on Collider Movie Talk, they were saying, like I think Schnepp was trying to sell Dave Franco. He's like, because he has that charisma. He's got like that twinkle in his eye that Harrison Ford has.
Yeah.
But the problem with Dave Franco is he's too short to play Han Solo.
He is a wee lad.
He's a very short guy. He can't play. You got to get somebody who's at least close to Harrison Ford's height.
Yeah.
The good news is that I'm sure that if Chewbacca shows up in this movie, they can just get the new guy who's playing Chewbacca in
the
Force Awakens.
Basketball player.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah. They can just get him to come into that movie as well.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll be in episode 8, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. That's being directed by Lord and Miller, Chris Miller and Phil Lord.
The Han Solo movie?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're
also doing the animated Spider movie.
Sure, whatever. Sure, whatever.
That's going direct to video
probably.
2018?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, in comic book movie news.
Yes.
Moving on.
Yes.
We'll start with Black Panther.
Yes.
Who, to the surprise of
nobody,
Ryan Coogler was confirmed as the director for the 2018 movie. February 2018, I believe.
That also means he will not be directing Creed 2.
That is true, which is sad. I don't know if it's sad for him, but I really enjoyed Creed a lot.
And, it was good.
I really like Fruitvale Station, too, so I'm excited that he has decided to go with Black Panther.
After they asked five other black directors and they all passed.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever, he's good.
No, he is good. He's a really good director.
So that is good news.
The thing I'm worried about most with Black Panther is the screenplay, which is the case with mostly all the Marvel movies. I just hope that they get it right. I hope they nail it right. I don't even know who's writing. Who's writing it?
I don't remember. Stallone.
No, he will not be writing it.
And they go show up as Manape.
So I don't know who's writing it.
I don't know either.
John Ridley, who wrote 12 Years a Slave, he's working with Marvel on something, but it's a TV project.
Yeah, he won't say what the name of the project is.
Yeah, it's not. And I can't even think of what it would be.
I'm thinking something like maybe Runaways, or they're saying that they're working on. I don't know if this is his project. But they're working on two Marvel comedies. One is Damage Control. That they've already talked about.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that.
The other one, I don't know what it is. It's the mystery comedy. I don't know what
it is. Is it like The Martian? Is it a comedy like The Martian?
Yes, it is. It's going to be the Golden Globes for a comedy award.
because he sounds like it's something like serious. It's like
it does sound
social,
like
social, you know, relevance and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Moon Knight.
I guess.
No, I don't know.
I mean, the only thing that I can think of, honestly, and this is in all honesty, not being serious, pretty much the only socially relevant. I mean, unless I mean, because they're already doing Luke Cage. That's already a done deal.
Yeah.
The only other one that's like kind of like socially relevant is like X-Men, unless he's maybe working with them on one of those things. Maybe I doubt it. But no, because that's Fox.
Yeah, it's Fox.
Fox is doing the so they, he can't do X-Men. I mean, there's other there's other characters, I guess, out there. But Black Panther's already been made to a movie, and
yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he'll do the other.
I was thinking Cloak and Dagger, maybe, or
oh yeah, maybe. Or do they have Cloak and Dagger?
I think
because
they do.
They're mutants.
I thought they had Cloak and Dagger. Maybe they don't, but I thought they did.
Because I think they're mutants.
He could do Blade.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be very socially relevant.
It's not really socially relevant.
I fight for the rights of vampires.
Well, True Blood tried to make it like that.
Well,
so I don't know. I'm interested to see what he chooses.
Yeah.
Black Panther. It's been described as sort of we know that it's the tie-in to at least the first Infinity War movie.
I still don't know how they're going to do that.
I don't know either, but that's we only know a little bit about the Black Panther movie. That's mm-hmm. one bit of information. The other is that it's supposed to be a globe-spanning movie.
The Infinity War doesn't even take place in space. It has nothing to do with the Infinity Gems.
Right. It's in
keeping with Marvel's tradition of naming the movie something that not even has any relevance to the comic books that they're based on.
It's it takes place in New York.
It takes place in a mine.
A Wakandan mine.
It's the Infinity War! Because this mine seems like it goes on for infinity. He just sits in the mine and just echo. Speaking of damage control, I was reading about how NBC is doing a DC show called Powerless.
Yes.
Which takes place in an office, and it's basically The Office meets the Justice League, basically. And I'm just like, that sounds a lot like damage control to me, but okay. It's like, okay, whatever. So
they're trying to see who can get it out there first.
The reason why it caught my eye is because I had an idea for a screenplay called Powerless. I'm not going to talk about my idea here. I don't want you to steal it. So, and by you, I mean the listeners.
Right.
But it's something that I wanted to work on, and I don't know if I could still call it Powerless now because of this stupid TV show. But but I'm sure it'll only last 6 episodes. Anyway. It's not going to be... Supergirl's still hanging on. Supergirl's still doing
it is.
Well
for they, them. They conjured a People's Choice Award for her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's been on for 2 months. You're the People's Choice winner.
You're the People's Choice. I heard that they're bringing this back from the rumor grave about a crossover between Flash and Supergirl.
So maybe the ratings aren't as good as they think they are.
We need a boost from the CW. Let's get the Flash on here.
Not Arrow. You stay over there.
Yeah, you stay over there, Batman. Yeah. Which, by the way, I don't know if we can talk about this without getting into spoilers for Arrow, but we joke about him being Batman. They're really taking it to that in extreme.
Well, what are you talking about? The season 3?
The upcoming season. Or the second half of the season, yeah.
Oh, really? I haven't read anything about it.
Yeah.
Because I only watched a few episodes so far because I don't have cable, so I'm watching it on the internet. So I'm almost like, see you when you come to Netflix or whatever, so.
Well, if CW has its way or Warner or whatever, that'll be years.
That's stupid.
It's totally stupid. But they're like, oh, no, we're going to take control and we're not going to give it to Netflix for, you know, however many years until after it goes off the air. I was like, that's the dumbest thing.
Well, then I'll just up a little bit on my Netflix thing and rent the DVDs then and I'll watch that.
Jesus.
No big deal.
But yeah, some of the direction they're going, some of the characters, I'm like, this is Batman with different character names. I mean, it's...
See, that's stupid.
But
the thing is like, really, what the heck does, you know, Green Lantern, what kind of history does he have? Like, his most famous thing is that
Green Arrow.
I'm sorry, Green Arrow.
Yeah.
That's, I guess, a Green Lantern. Well, the guys, I was going to say that his most famous story that he did was, like, that year arc where he traveled around the United States with Green Lantern. And, you know, they're obviously not going to bring Green Lantern onto the show.
They could.
Well, have you heard that they're going
to? No. I will neither confirm nor deny that. No, it's... They're sort of setting it up to where they could bring all sorts of people onto that show. Oh, I did hear that there's a possibility that a dude from Smallville might show up as Superman in either Arrow or Flash.
Tom Welling?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I think that would be super cool.
It would be cool. I mean, I would love it if he showed up as Superman. But the thing is, for me, is that my understanding is that everybody was in play except for Batman and Superman on TV. And that's it. And then they made Supergirl and he's like in shadow and shit like that. You know, it's like it's stupid.
But you can't really have Supergirl without talking about Superman, though. And
Apparently you can.
yeah, well, they're probably like, we need to stand on our own 2 feet, so we're not gonna discuss him.
And Channing Tatum's wife is playing like Lois Lane's sister or something like that. It's like,
yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Even Smallville caved and said, okay, now Lois Lane's in it, because now he's so far out of Smallville. We gotta put Lois Lane in this thing now.
Yeah, but that would be really cool if he showed up.
Yeah, that would be cool. Getting back to Marvel, Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Was the big cover boy on
was.
Entertainment Weekly's 2016 preview issue. He looks good.
Yeah. Bendis merch slumber bag was. he looked.
Apparently, you weren't a fan of The Last Star Sherlock.
I love it. No, he looked really good. The costume, I think they translated it pretty well.
Yeah.
We talked about it on the Hodgepodge.
He
does not have the 6 foot collar.
No, he doesn't. I wish he did.
Yeah. But.
And we know from experience with Yondu that they will not be adding it later either.
Yeah.
Stupid Yondu.
there is the rumor that we also talked about in the Hodgepodge, which is that the Eye of Agamotto will be the time gem.
Yes.
If that is the source of the power, I'm wondering then how they're going to deal with this in Infinity War, because Vision has the Mind Stone in his head.
Right.
And now Strange will have the Time Stone.
But yeah, that's the thing. It's like, does his amulet become powerless after the Infinity War, basically?
It's like
you can't do that.
I know. So that's what I'm wondering, is like, what happens after Infinity War? It's like,
you know what? I bet maybe that's not going to happen. I bet maybe it's going to be something more like Mads Mikkelsen's character has it or something like that.
Mm.
And I think Doctor Strange will probably end up maybe in possession of it by the end of the
that's
movie.
That's true. He could, but as long as it's not the source of his
powers, that would be dumb. That would be dumb. Because that's his whole thing. The Eye of Agamotto. So it's like, you can't make that the thing.
No. So if it's the MacGuffin of the Strange Doctor Strange movie, that's better.
Yeah.
So if it's not the Eye of Agamotto, if it's something else.
Right.
Kind of like the orb was in Guardians.
Yeah.
But like, what is Thanos gonna do? Come down and like rip the mind gem out of Vision's head?
You know, probably.
And then what's Vision's power?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I'm interested to see what they do with some of these choices that they've
Maybe
made.
Maybe Paul Bettany's contract's up.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got like a 3-movie deal.
You're done.
You're dead.
You're garbage. Get back in the sound booth.
I don't think that's true, which we'll talk about in a little bit. There's not too much else on the Doctor Strange front, I don't think.
No, they're slowly but surely confirming that Rachel McAdams is Night Nurse.
Yes.
Which I'm sure makes Rosario Dawson grit her teeth.
Yeah, every time.
Because as much as they say that all these the universes are connected, the rumblings I'm hearing about Inhumans and all this stuff, it looks like Marvel is slowly going the way of DC. And they're like, yeah, stand over there, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Thanks for putting all this work into the humans and getting the name out there, so now we can make a completely different thing in the movie.
Well, I mean, Clark Gregg discussed that a little bit this week, but only in, questioning what they were going to do. He was like, I don't, because he doesn't know. He's like, right. I don't know if they're going to reference what we do or not. He says he hopes they do, but they doesn't know. I kind of doubt it. I kind of doubt they'll tie them together. I mean, it's from what I've seen of the Inhumans on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
yeah. And then the other thing is, too, is that, you know, the Russo brothers, because this is getting into a later story, but we can talk about it now, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
You know, they're talking about the Infinity War, because they're doing that after Captain America Civil War.
Yes.
They're talking about, like, oh, we have a board where there's 67 characters, we're going to put them in this, we might put them all in this movie, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I'm sure none of those characters are named Daredevil or Jessica Jones or Luke Cage, you know, which is stupid.
I don't know. I mean, 67 characters, and granted that includes enemies, just in going...
Ooh, I wonder if Red Skull will come back.
I'm saying, yeah, probably. Yeah, I think Skull will be back. I think Loki's probably in there. On the Avengers side, if we're talking... we'll just go ahead and do the Infinity Wars topic now. Mm-hmm. As part of that discussion of the 67... Now, that may be hyperbole for all we know. I don't know.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But I'm sure there are a ton of characters in the two movies. Uh-huh. But they also talked about elevating a lot of the supposed secondary Avengers now to being the lead Avengers. And you won't see the people we think of as like the big three or four now with Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, and Cap. They're going to fade away. They're not going to be the focus anymore. Say, I'm thinking they may not even be in the first Infinity Wars much.
Oh, you think so?
I don't think they will. I think it'll be like Panther.
Strange.
Doctor Strange. I think it'll be Vision. Scarlet Witch.
Brother Voodoo.
Brother Voodoo.
Nice.
Might be leading it.
Forbush Man?
I wouldn't go that far.
Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl. Confirmed. Do they even have the rights to 67 characters?
I think they do with Brother Voodoo, though.
Yeah.
Man-Thing.
Man-Thing. Don't laugh. There was a reference to that in Iron Man 3.
Oh, God.
Ellen Brandt, I think, was... she was one of the people that Tony fought in that bar, or in that little small Tennessee town. That was Ellen Brandt. Yeah, and that's connecting to Man-Thing, and, you know.
Oh, my God.
But,
so, anyway.
Anyway.
Iron Man 3 only connects to one movie, The Nice Guys.
I thought it was Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Well, no, then now it's connecting to The Nice Guys.
But the news that the Russos want to concentrate on the Avengers that have not had the spotlight up to now, that was exciting to me because I love Cap and Thor and Hulk. Iron Man, I'm okay with not seeing anymore. it's totally fine with me if after Civil War and Ragnarok, they just kind of take a back seat.
Right.
Thor's probably going to be busy doing his own thing. He will eventually figure in, I'm sure.
Well, but we don't even know what that movie's going to be about anymore either.
No, we don't. But I want to see...
Have a comedy club called Ragnarok. That's why the movie's called that. It's going to be hilarious.
It's actually Rag and Rock. That's what it is. No, but we know that Civil War starts out with Cap training Scarlet Witch. So I'm hoping that So I'm hoping that... showing her the ropes. I'm hoping that Scarlet Witch, Vision, Panther, they're going to be the focus of the Avengers.
I wonder if Cap will stay around, though, because that's kind of like what happened, I think, in the first like big revolution. Like, Thor and Iron Man went away. Obviously, the Hulk went away because you can't control that guy.
Yeah.
But Cap was still the leader of the Avengers, but it was all these different people that you've never seen before, basically.
Yeah. Cap is around a lot. It's kind of his life. You know, he doesn't have much outside of that.
Well, all the guys in my barbershop quartet are dead,
so
no.
But what if... In Civil War, this is not a spoiler, this is just spitballing. But what if they do the thing at the end of Civil War and Cap dies, you know?
And I doubt it.
What if that, though, leads into the whole Lady Death thing with Thanos? And
maybe.
He is somehow brought back from wherever in Infinity Wars Part 2 when they get everybody together to fight Thanos. I don't know if they want to do that. I've never been a big fan of killing characters and then bringing them back immediately or at all.
Yeah.
I kind of hope they don't, but it would be one way to get Cap out of the picture for a few movies.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Captain Marvel's movie doesn't come until after Infinity War.
Yeah,
so
that's weird.
I don't think... So she doesn't seem like she'll be in the new Avengers, at least headlining the new Avengers.
Right.
But if you look at the new Civil War 2, I guess, that they're doing in the comics now...
Yeah.
The first cover
was
Iron Man and Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Synergy!
Yeah.
Screw you.
I don't know what they're doing.
Screw you, Marvel.
But, I mean...
Your biggest book is still X-Men.
For now.
It's true.
The Russos... I mean, the movie's in good hands, I think. I think
sure,
the Russos are going to do a great job. And they seem like they're really jazzed about doing... an Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And they're talking about changing the tone. It won't be the same tone as the Cap movie. They said it's important that it have its own sort of palette of colors, if you want to make an analogy. For like that painting needs to look different than the Cap painting, because that's a Cap story. Which is good. I don't think that would fit necessarily.
Well, they probably also want to keep it somewhat consistent with Joss Whedon's movies. To a degree. I mean, it's obviously not going to be as jokey, I would think, but they need to keep a more... lighthearted vibe, I think.
I don't know.
To keep it consistent, at least.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, that's a style thing. And it's just the way Whedon writes. I guess it depends on who writes the Infinity Ward. It's going to be McFeely.
McMarcus or whatever.
Those two guys. The same guys that worked with them on everything else.
Yeah.
Marcus and McFeely. Yeah. I cannot wait for Civil War, and it sounds like they're really excited for Infinity War.
So that's good.
It's good.
Because they're going to be filming it for 2 years.
They are. They're going to hate. They're going to be like Whedon at the end of it. They're just going to be like, I can't do this anymore.
Shoot me.
Please kill me.
Marketing this past weekend, Batman, Superman, BVS.
Yeah.
Which always makes me think of BVDs.
I think of CBS.
That's where I was watching the game. Batman and Superman debuted two new commercials. It's kind of stuff that we've seen or heard before. It's
TV spot season.
So it's kind of like it's kind of like I would say like the Star Wars trailers, where like it kind of showed the same stuff and then just kind of jiggered it a little bit, so they're not showing you too much.
It's like a lot of other movies. They probably have like 5 minutes of material at the start of this, and they're like they make the first trailer out of 2 minutes of it.
Right.
And they just slowly expand what you see of those exact same scenes.
Right. Yes.
So you're not seeing too much of the movie, even though it seems like you're seeing a lot of it.
And they can't show too much of this one. It's 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
So, but the first one that everybody was raving about was that you see the Batmobile and the headlights pass over Superman, then the Batmobile hits Superman and then immediately bounces off of Superman and into like a wall. And then they cut to like, you know, the title cards and stuff like that. Obviously what's happening at this part is when Superman rips the top off the Batmobile, which you've seen in the trailer.
Yeah.
And then we get finally the line that started in the very, 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 very first Batman Superman trailer that came out, I guess, back at Comic-Con. What was it? 2 years ago, I guess? Yeah, two Comic-Cons ago.
Mm-hmm.
Was, you know, do you bleed? You will. You know, and he says you will as Superman flies away, which is kind of cool because he knows he can hear him. So that was like the big commercial. Everyone's like, ooh, yay.
I didn't see the other one. I only saw this one.
The other one is pretty much, it's the same scene as when they meet at the party, except a couple of line changes in there where Clark Kent says to Bruce Wayne, he says, you know, civil liberties are being
trampled
in your city by this bat vigilante. And then Bruce Wayne says to him, well, he says, he says something like, don't believe everything you hear, son. He calls him son. I was like, and then Lex shows up and he does his introduction. It was interesting. I was watching it at work because, you know, we were doing a ton of work there.
Yeah.
And the first one I saw the Batmobile one. I was like, yeah. And these two people that I was in the room with, they're not big, you know, they seem to be big movie guys or anything like that. They're not Ben Affleck fans, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
And this one guy was like, oh, because it's Ben Affleck. And I'm like, did you see Argo? No. I'm like, well, there's your problem.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you know.
That was the movie that turned me around.
Right. But I'm just like, you know, it's like, you know, Paycheck was a long time ago, you know. So it's like, you know, that's, to me, that's stupid. It's Batman and Superman. That's why you go. It's the way Hollywood has basically transformed over the last 10 or 15 years, where the actors don't drive the business anymore. It's the IP that drives the business now. You know, you don't go to see, I would say if they put out a Batman movie first before this, that was just Ben Affleck as Batman, I would say it would do probably just as well as one of the Nolan movies, because it's Batman, you know. And, you know, now granted, Inception obviously did really, really, really well because of The Dark Knight and Christopher Nolan. So that's different, but you know, that's somebody, the people following the director going, oh shit, well, I got to see this.
Yeah.
But in most cases these days, it's the IP that drives everything. You know, Hugh Jackman's most, you know, successful movies, they're still X-Men movies, you know, and it's like, and the Wolverine movies don't do necessarily as well as the X-Men movies. So anybody who's bitching about Ben Affleck, you know, it's like, just go see the movie. Cause it's like I said, in that trailer, the thing that sold me with that trailer was like when Clark Kent says to him, he's, what do you think about the Bat Vigilante? And he just gives him that half smile. And I was like, there, he's got it.
Yeah. No, I think he looks like he's doing a good job. I like him in the trailers.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
Like you said, Argo was excellent.
Yeah.
He can do it. He can pull it off. And Terrio's writing, same guy that did Argo. So
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Right. And then Deadpool is also ramping up its marketing, because Deadpool comes out in just about a month.
Yeah.
And it's what they're doing now, because it's coming out the same weekend as Valentine's Day, is they now have released these like banners and posters, I guess, online to make it look like a romantic comedy.
Yeah, it looks like a Nicholas Sparks
movie, where they're like, love lasts forever or something like that. It's like,
Love Never Dies,
Deadpool. And it's Ryan Reynolds and
Marina Baccarin.
Both in the, like, it looks like a
like, it's a, like a field or
like
something.
Like a Nicholas Sparks movie. Yeah.
They're looking into each other's eyes, and it's like, and they just got the quote from the trailer. It's like, I love you, Wade Wilson. And then it's got Deadpool in like the cliche romantic comedy font.
Yes.
You know, it's just like, Deadpool, Love Never Dies. It is genius.
It is genius. The marketing has been genius.
I love
for this
it.
Movie.
And then the other one is along the same lines. It's another poster type thing, but it's got like Ryan Reynolds looking all, you know, Nicholas Sparksy, and then there's sort of like a reflection of him and Marina Baccarin and his silhouette, you know, and it's like Deadpool coming February 12th.
I'll have to find that one. I haven't seen that one.
That one's a good one too, but I like the other one better with them in the field.
Right.
and he's giving her a ring pop.
I saw the trailer. I took my mom to go see The Revenant because her boyfriend, Leonardo DiCaprio, was in it.
Right.
And I also asked her, I said, well, now you're going to hate Tom Hardy and anything he's in now in the future because he hurt your boyfriend. And
I think the bear probably did it worse.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. Well, literally, when Tom Hardy double crosses him, spoiler alert if you've seen the trailer,
yeah,
double crosses him, she turns to me, she goes, I hope he kills him. And I'm like, shh, quiet, we're in a movie. But anyway, before The Revenant, they showed the Deadpool trailer. The Red Band trailer.
Yes,
and I'm just like, and suddenly I'm like, I don't want to be at this movie right now with my mom. And so there, like, and there were all these other older people like to my right.
Mm.
And they were laughing hysterically at Deadpool.
Okay.
And my mom's just like, I don't know if I like that movie.
Arms crossed, sneering at the screen.
I was like, yeah, it's not for you anyway.
No.
But that trailer's hilarious. You look like the inside of other people's assholes. Thank you. So that's Deadpool. Deadpool comes out, like I said, in about a month.
Yeah, they're starting to do, like Batman and Superman, they're starting to do the TV spots.
Yeah.
Which, this is typically the point where I stop watching. Or I stop listening to some of these things. But I did see the first one. I usually watch like one. And I watched this one, and it's the same thing. It's just a continuation of the scenes we've already...
But see, the other problem with Deadpool is that, you know, when I watch the Green Band trailers, it's nowhere near as good.
No.
So it's like, it's really going to bank on that rated R. And,
yes.
But
it is funny to see him lining up, like, the kick. You know, he's doing, like, the football posts around the guy, and then he like, winds up and kicks his head. Yeah, I cannot wait.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
It's only a month away.
Yeah, it's going to be funny. Back to Marvel, Marvel Studios. Because there's no other... Oh, no, well, we can stick with Fox, if you want. Or we can go back to the MCU.
We can do the Fox thing.
Okay, so Fox News. No X-Men news. So
none.
Nothing has come out that says, Hugh Jackman's totally in this movie, or anything else. No. The big Fox news right now is... I don't know if we ever discussed... I guess we never discussed, not even in the last episode, that the Fantastic Four 2 is completely
off
the schedule.
Yeah, they've taken
it
off the schedule.
Like, it's off the schedule. That's not happening.
No.
Which, to me... That lends credence to the rumor that everybody denied, saying that, oh, no, there's no deal with Marvel.
I know, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
That shit's going to happen for sure.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be pissed that they put Mads Mikkelsen in stupid Doctor Strange, unless he shows up as Doctor Doom, which I don't think he's going to. But,
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine if he's Doctor Doom?
Oh, my God.
That would be awesome.
Freak out. Okay.
Anyway, because they haven't revealed who his character is.
No, they won't say.
They won't say. But of course, they won't. The only person they kind of said, well, the only other person they said who they absolutely are is Tilda Swinton as the Ancient One.
Yes,
and they've kind of confirmed that Chiwetel Ejiofor
is Baron Mordo. Yeah,
but everybody else, they won't confirm who anybody is. Mm-mm. So we'll see. So the big Fox news is that finally we have some news on the on the Gambit front. I'm going to eat these frog legs and then throw these cards at you, mon ami. For those of you longtime listeners, you know that
if you don't speak French,
I hate Gambit, yes. And he annoys the hell out of me. But they are moving forward with this movie, despite my several hundreds of letters I've sent to them. And so they're going to start filming in March with Doug Liman as the director. They finally settle on Doug Liman because everybody...
Superstar
the guy,
director.
The other guy left.
Doug Liman.
Hey, no, he's done some good stuff. He did.
What has he done?
He did the first Bourne movie. He did Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay.
And he did Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise.
Oh, right,
which
okay.
Fantastic.
That so why is he doing this movie?
Well, they had Rupert Wyatt, and then he dropped out.
He dropped out.
And then I think Liman was like their first guy. They were like, well, let's try and get him. And
oh, okay.
They got him. Gambit is still technically scheduled for October of this year.
No.
It is, yeah. It's October of this
That's
year.
That's getting moved back. There's no way. Think of the effects they got to do for
they
this.
They were just talking on Collider Movie Talk. I was watching before we started recording this, and they're like, it would be very, 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 very tight. They're like, but they could do it.
Ugh.
They could do it. So we'll see what happens with Gambit. More than likely, it'll probably get moved. But they could do it. Because think about it. How much work really needs to go into Gambit?
Well, he's basically...
I mean, he has the cards.
He has
yeah.
the cards, and he's got a staff, which is like...
But how much work really needs to go into it? Effects-wise.
Well, it depends on who his enemy is, I guess.
Right. But if it's like an origin story, it's probably not going to be. I don't think it's probably going to be some crazy X-Men villain.
Yeah, I wonder how big a movie they're allowing it to be because Deadpool.
It's $150 million, but probably that's how much the budget is. We talked about this before.
Yeah, that's like five times what they gave Deadpool.
I know, but that's because Deadpool's rated R.
Yeah,
and you know Gambit is part of the. I mean, Deadpool's technically part of the X-Men, and Colossus is in it.
Yeah,
but Gambit is more closely connected to the X-Men than Deadpool is. And if they do Deadpool 2, it's got to be Cable. They got to put Cable.
Oh, they got to put Cable. Yeah.
So Gambit has got this huge budget. Now, of course, I'm sure a big part of that is paying Channing Tatum to be in this movie.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea what the script would be. The only thing I can think of is that it's an origin story for him. So it's probably set in his Thieves Guild thing or whatever the hell he was involved with. And what's her face is in it now. Didn't she get cast? Lea Seydoux?
Lea Seydoux, yeah.
So she's Belladonna. And then, you know, so it... But... I can't think of how effects heavy it'll really be. I envision something more akin to like the Wolverine, but just with Gambit instead of, you know, the real Wolverine.
And the minus the last 10 minutes of
and
the
probably minus a robot
giant
samurai.
Robot samurai.
You can spoil it. It's fine.
Oh my god.
It's the worst.
No, I don't think we should. I mean, people should just not watch that ending. They should skip.
They should skip to the end. Oh, Wolverine lived. Great.
Oh, look, he made it.
Where did those other guys? Who cares?
No, who cares? No.
Oh, there's his.
It did make sense anyway.
Nice.
Yeah.
More than likely, Gambit will get moved, but there is the possibility that they might make that date, which is crazy. But like I said, I don't know how many effects are really going to be in the movie.
Yeah,
honestly.
I don't know.
Ha ha ha. Going back to Marvel, before we get to our 2016 predictions.
Okay.
An interview was done with Benicio Del Toro.
Yes.
And they asked him, hey, are you going to be in Guardians 2? And he's like, I don't think so. Nobody told me.
Yeah.
So he's more than likely not going to be in it. He's also a little busy with the real space opera movie. It's called Star Wars Episode 8. So he's going to be the villain, one of the villains, at least, in that.
Yeah.
So he'll be a little busy, but...
It's interesting that, I mean, he's going to be a new character in 8. It felt like we got a pretty good rogues gallery going already in 7.
Well, yeah. Yes and no.
Unless he's like a bounty hunter or something to that effect. Which, you know, maybe he is. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, we don't have any Knights of Ren other than Kylo Ren yet. So, I doubt they would
cast him as like their... I mean, I know everybody's hoping that even though they struck down the extended universe, you know, that came before.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
That they will pull some stuff from it. I'm hoping he's Grand Admiral Thrawn. I mean, he'd be perfect. And but I doubt they'll put him in it. He was such a cool character, though, but he'd be great if they put him in it. I can see him playing a bounty hunter. He just play his character from Sicario. And he'd be awesome. Of course, you'd have to really raise the rating of that film. I mean, without getting into spoilers about The Force Awakens, there will be a lot going on in that movie, but I can't see Donald Gleason being anything more than just a side guy, really, still. I would hope that they're going to expand Phasma's role.
Oh, they have to.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, you cast Gwendolyn Christie. I mean, she's pretty famous because of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Which I hear is supposed to be awesome this season. But anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, so Benicio del Toro is not going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, as far as we know. Collider Movie Talk, they pointed out, you know, maybe they could stick him in like a scene or two and he'd be there for like a day. So it's like, you know, he could still squeeze him in there, but he wants to do it again. I think he's still signed.
Yeah, of course, he's signed for multiple movies.
Yeah.
I didn't expect him really to be back. I don't know how the collector would fit in with the whatever story.
Well, he's still, as they pointed out, like I said, on Collider Movie Talk, he still has one of the Infinity Stones.
He does?
Yeah, he still has the eighth.
Oh, he still, yeah. He does.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. So, yeah, he will have to come back in a future movie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Ragnarok.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll be in Ragnarok. But.
The buddy cop movie that everybody's looking forward to.
I don't know what the hell.
It's the other guys with Hulk and Thor.
Hi, Betsy. Hi, Betsy. Hi, Betsy. Bye, bye, Betsy. Bye, Thor. Bye, Thor. bye, Thor. Shut up, Bruce. Bye, Betsy. Bye, Betsy.
Tell Sif I said hello. Tell her I said hello.
If you've watched the other guys, you get that reference. Yeah, and speaking of Ragnarok, before we get into our predictions, you finally saw What We Do in the Shadows.
I did.
So I would think that would make you even more excited for
3. I am excited for it, but like I said online, I don't know, like, who watches What We Do in the Shadows and goes, God, that would make an awesome Thor director. But it's totally fine, because look at the Russos.
Right.
Who watches Community and goes, man, they could make a really tense, emotional Captain America drama.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everybody badmouthed the Russos coming out whenever that news came out. And look what they did. And so
they made the best Marvel movie.
They made the
out
best
there.
Marvel one of the one of the best.
It's the best.
It's one of the best. And
it's the best.
Look, I can do this too.
Not if I bring it all the way over here.
Okay. Settle down. So that movie, What We Do in the Shadows, had me crying. I was laughing so hard. But I don't know what it's going to mean for Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's a talented guy, so that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Jermaine's going to be in the movie. I hope so.
I hope so.
I hope so.
Jermaine Clement.
He's the yet another new fan draw.
Yeah, right.
Jermaine Clement.
Did they say they're not getting...
No, they didn't. I mean,
Levi?
Zachary Levi.
Yeah.
His name? Yeah, he'll probably be back.
Because they wanted him first, right? They wanted him first.
Yeah, he was originally cast, and then he couldn't do it, so they got the other guy. And then he couldn't do it, so they got Levi back.
And the other guy, he's on Once Upon a Time now.
Once Upon a Time. Okay. That's why he couldn't do it.
Right.
It's because he was on the show.
Right.
So,
it's the old Magnum thing.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck would have been in your Indiana Jones if it wasn't for Magnum.
Yes, he would.
Thank God that didn't happen. No offense to Tom Selleck.
No. Yeah, unknown. I don't know what this guy's going to do, but he can't do worse than Alan Taylor.
You hate that guy.
I do. I hate him. I hate him for what he gave us.
Which is ironic, because you probably love his Game of Thrones episodes.
Yeah.
let's get into
our
2016 predictions.
Which we're just going to wing. We don't have any
categories. Yeah, what did you have in mind? you brought it up.
I did bring it up. So we could go with the easy wins first, or we could start out with some of the other. We could go with what we predict to be the biggest flop of 2016. As far as comic book movies go.
Gambit.
Surprising no one, Doug chooses Gambit.
No, I think Gambit is...
I disagree with you, I don't think.
Part of me... you're going to hate me when I say this, but part of me says Deadpool. Only because...
Oh.
But only because...
How could it flop, though? It's only cost $30
million. I know, but if it doesn't do well enough for them... They might not feature him anymore, and then that closes off a door in the Marvel Universe that Fox has. And the only reason why I say that is not because I don't think the movie won't be any good. I mean, because keep that in mind. When we say flop, we just mean it's not going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Not that it's not...
Financial, commercial flop.
It's because of the R rating that might hurt it, and...
I don't know. It's just getting such good buzz, and...
Yeah, but you gotta remember, too, that a lot of internet buzz doesn't always translate into money.
No.
Because there's been tons of times when stuff's coming out of Comic-Con, they're like, oh my god, that was so great! And it goes, then it dies a slow death on, you know. On
I'm seeing people, though, that don't care usually about this kind of stuff, who are getting into the character. And they really like, you know, these are non-comic book fans. And I will show them the trailer. And now they can't wait to see it. They're looking forward to it.
Actually, I would say, you know what I would say? Suicide Squad, probably.
Ooh. That is true. I keep forgetting that movie's coming out. For me, biggest flop, you know, I said I disagree with you on Gambit. I think it's going to be one of the contenders because it costs so much more than Deadpool. I don't.
But keep in mind, like we just said, Gambit costs $150 million.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like it costs so much more money that it's going to have to make a lot more money.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Channing Tatum has that kind of pull. But what else is coming out this
Magic
year?
Magic Mike 2 didn't do so hot.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2?
Yeah, that's coming out.
That's coming out this year. Yeah, it's probably a race.
Which honestly, based on the trailer, Rocksteady and Bebop actually look pretty
good. They look good. Yeah,
and
I don't
know. Krang is going to be in it, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'll probably go see it.
They're saying the right things, which is basically that the first one sucked.
Yeah, it did.
So maybe it won't be the flop that I originally thought it would be. So yeah, screw it. I'll go with Gambit. I don't think it's going to make enough money. It'll make some money. I don't think it'll make enough to be the linchpin of the X-Men universe going forward.
Oh no. And if they think that's going to happen, they're stupid. They need to recast Wolverine immediately.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's like, you know, I know people like to poo-poo Wolverine and like, and I will admit, you know, that the X-Men movies have been thus far have been basically Wolverine movies in disguise, but that's the way it's been for 30 years in X-Men. You know, it's like, you know, that's like once Wolverine took off as a character, it was Wolverine. And then the thing is, they didn't even do his ongoing series until like the late 80s. So like for all the 80s, like the late 70s and the up to the 88, I think is when that came out. Like the only way you could get your Wolverine is if you went to X-Men. And so, like, his best stories were in there, and he was a key member of the team in their heyday when they were like the biggest thing in, you know, comics. You know, so I don't mind Wolverine being a lot. He's an integral member of the team, and honestly, you know,
they need to get that Edgerton kid from Kingsman.
I still think you need somebody older to play Wolverine. I want Tom Hardy. I want Tom Hardy.
Well, Tom Hardy would be great, but he's aging out of the role. If you look at the rest of the X-Men.
Yeah, but no, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Wolverine is supposed to be older. You're not going to... Taron Egerton is like their age.
He's playing Eddie the Eagle.
So what?
It's a little older.
In a movie with Wolverine.
Yeah. But you also want somebody that's going to be able to stick around for a while.
No, you do. You do.
So that's why I think you don't want... I mean, Tom Hardy, like I said, it would be awesome. But
how old is Tom Hardy? I don't even know. I don't know. But he's only in like his 30s, I think.
If you're wanting somebody for the long run, I think Edgerton's better choice.
I just think he's too young. And because Wolverine, because of his history as a character, he's got to be older than them. But the other thing is too is that as far as like getting Tom Hardy, I think they could, because he's really pissed that he lost out on freaking Suicide Squad. Yeah. And I hate to break it to him, guess what? You'll make more money as Wolverine than you ever would playing douchebag and
Suicide
Squad.
He's got the build for it too.
Oh, he does.
That Bane build.
Yeah, he's a lot stockier than Jackman. So he's actually more traditionally looks like Wolverine.
Yeah.
And he's shorter too.
Yeah. Shorter, stockier. I could see him pulling the look off.
Yeah. He's my number one. He's 38. So yeah. That might be a touch too old. But how old is Jackman now? Jackman's probably 45-ish.
Oh.
At least.
Maybe older than that.
Oh, 47. So he's getting closer to 50. So, I mean, if they cast Tom Hardy, like, you know, for the next X-Men movie, you know, they'd have him for about 10 years, probably, you know. That's about as long as they had Hugh Jackman. It could work. But anyway.
All right. So, biggest flop?
Gambit. 100%.
Yeah.
If it comes out this year.
If it makes it into 2016.
Yeah, if it makes it into 2016. If it doesn't, then Captain America. No.
Oh, you're crazy. All right.
Oh, not Cap. Not Cap. Obviously, that's going to go metric ton of cash. But
yeah.
Doctor Strange? Ant-Man did prove that they could take a
ridiculous character.
Yeah, nobody knows who the hell he is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that was a comedy, which appeals to people more. And then also, they did have the Avengers connection because Falcon didn't show... No, he didn't show up in the trailer, did he?
He did not. No.
They
just marketed it as like from the studio that brought you the Avengers.
But Doctor Strange might be... Doctor Strange might be too avant-garde for people.
It's going to be a weird movie.
It will be.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see it.
I can't... I love like what Derrickson's doing or what he's talking about with the movie. It is out there, though. Like,
yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be weird. Yeah. Really weird. That one's going to be all trailer, I think.
Yeah.
If they nail that first trailer, I'm not going to worry about them.
Yeah.
But if it looks like it's going to be too odd for the audience, then they could be in trouble. But,
yeah. Because they thought that with Guardians, but Guardians was more relatable.
Yeah.
Because of the comedy factor in it. Doctor Strange is not going to have a lot of comedy.
Guardians did the smart thing in retrospect with going with the soundtrack that they did.
Yes.
You know, bringing people in with the music and setting the mood right away.
Right.
That was the smartest thing they ever
did. I don't think Blue Swede's going to be on Doctor Strange's trailer.
I don't think so.
If Gambit doesn't make it, then...
It's got some big stars, though. I just can't see it.
It does, but Cumberbatch is not, like... Like, he's kind of like what I was talking about with, like, that internet buzz. Cumberbatch is, like, a big star in that people know who he is. But normal people go, oh, it's Cumberbund. That guy. Yeah. I know who that guy is.
The guy with a weird name.
But they don't really know. Like, they're not like, that's Robert Downey Jr. You know, that guy's Thor. You know, it's like, you know, I think that's Chris Hemsworth's problem, too. It's like, that guy's Thor, you know. Yeah. But Cumberbatch... He's a guy that's internet popular. Like, a lot of people on the internet love him and nerds love him and stuff like that. But normal, everyday people don't know who the hell he is.
Yeah.
And all they might be like is, he was in that shitty Star Trek movie.
It's Khan.
So...
Or what is his name?
Well, it's Khan.
Yeah, I know. But what did they try to...
I don't even remember. It's Douchey McCool. Yeah. And so there's that. And then, you know... It's got a great, I would say, film nerd cast, where you've got, you know, Chiwetel Ejiofor, but he's not a big draw, and you've got Tilda Swinton, who is definitely not a big draw.
Mads Mikkelsen.
And people are like, Hannibal's in it, great.
Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams is not a big draw, unless she's in a Nicholas Sparks movie, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's an eclectic cast. But it's really more of like a film nerds class, I think, a cast than, you know, a normal everyday Joe Blow. And then you add to the fact that it's going to be weird as tits, you know, so.
I mean, if you thought the ending of Ant-Man was strange.
Yeah, that's what this is going to be.
That's going to be Doctor Strange.
Right, so I'm like, you know, if Gambit gets pushed out of this year, then I would say Doctor Strange possibly has the potential to be the big flop.
Yeah,
I know people probably want to say Batman and Superman, but no. It's not. It's going to make a shit ton of money.
Nobody in the right mind would say that.
And I would say, and then Suicide Squad is also another one that could be
that's
another one that's like kind of like Deadpool, where it's like it's very popular on the internet. People are like, oh man, I can't wait for this movie. But
it's got a better tie-in though, because the Joker's in it.
That's true. That's true.
And so they'll have that,
and Batman's in it,
and
too.
Batman's in it,
and for at least a scene.
Yeah, at the very least, that will carry some weight.
Right.
People will go to see the new Joker and bitch about it because he's not Heath Ledger.
Exactly. Although he tries to sound exactly like him in the trailer.
So that one, yeah, the characters themselves are not the draw. Maybe Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
But she's another one that's more... She's not going to be the draw of a movie.
No, it's a Joker.
Yeah, it'll be the Joker. So,
it's Captain Flag. What are the guy's name?
Yeah, Captain Boomerang.
Yeah, Captain Boomerang too. The Jai Courtney,
or Randall, or well, I forgot his name. The guy that Tom Hardy was originally Flag.
It's like Captain Rick Flag. Flag. Rick Flag. That's
Yeah.
No, but the other
everybody loves Rick Flag. You know.
And like they recently released a new picture of Suicide Squad, and they're all there, and once again, there's Will Smith without his damn mask. I'm like, dude, put that mask on.
I know.
It's Deadshot. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to be old Deadshot, where you're going to have the top hat and twirling mustache.
One can only hope.
Anyway.
So let's go to who do we think the top female star in a comic book movie is going to be? Who gives the best performance for a female in a comic book movie?
That's hard.
Because there's a lot of good roles this year.
I guess.
I think. We got Harley Quinn.
True. Yeah, true.
You got Jean Grey now in the X-Men.
I don't know how good she's going to be, honestly.
We have Scarlet Witch, Black Widow, Civil War. We've got Wonder Woman.
My heart wants to say Wonder Woman, but
that's the best case scenario.
But my but I remember how good Scarlett Johansson was in Captain America.
Yeah. And Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Look, they're not going to cast Rachel McAdams and have her do nothing.
I mean, I know, she's not going to be a superhero.
She's not. So it's just character-wise. Character. We're just doing characters.
Character-wise, then I'd probably say Rachel McAdams, because she's probably the best actress of all of them. Although, what's-her-face is...
Well, we got Tilda Swinton, too.
That's just going to be weird.
Yeah.
She's just going to be weird, as usual.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we have a new Storm.
I don't know how
long... We have a new Psylocke.
I don't know how much... That...
But I would say Jean Grey is probably going to be the top female.
Yeah, I mean... Because I know how the X-Men movies work.
Yeah.
Even in Singer's movies. And I don't think Olivia Munn's going to have much to do in that movie. And I don't think Storm is going to have a whole lot to do either. It's going to be all about Apocalypse, basically.
And Magneto.
Yeah. And Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. That's right. I forgot about her.
Mystique.
Now the leader of the X-Men, apparently.
Apparently. Screw you, Fox! That never happened! Ever!
I hate you. I hate you more than anything in the world.
I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to go with Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot. Out of that entire list of actresses.
I'm going with
Gal Gadot.
I'm going to be optimistic and say Gal Gadot.
All right. I hope you're right. I hope she does a great job with Wonder Woman.
Me too.
She is not my choice, however. I'm going to say the best is going to be Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. I think she is going to be... I know people are going to go for the Joker. I think she will be the one people remember the most coming out of Suicide
Squad. I think
she'll
be good. I think she'll be really good. The only problem with her as Harley Quinn, though, is because I'm so attached to the cartoon and the video game character. Where she talks like this! And she's not going to talk like that in that movie.
She might a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, from what I've seen...
She talked about doing the voice for it.
Oh, really? Because from what I've seen the trailer, she doesn't do that. So I don't know. Mr. J! You know, it's like, you know, I don't know if she's going to be like that.
She may not be as over the top, yeah. But she did talk about doing that accent. So I give it to her. Rachel McAdams is an incredible actress, mm-hmm. but... She's going to be the grounding character in Doctor Strange, right. And those are never as interesting as something like a Harley Quinn.
Jane Foster.
Yeah, Jane Foster, I'm looking at you. I don't know if I trust Singer with getting Jean Grey to the levels that I want her to be as far as character. And Gal Gadot is too unproven for me, I can't say.
Right.
So I'm going to go with Margot Robbie.
That's a good choice.
Okay. So now,
actually, you know what?
No, it's too late. Your vote is cast. We'll just...
change yours on the flop.
Well.
Because the only reason why I'm thinking of changing it is just because of how big a role she's going to have in Batman and Superman.
She will be a supporting role.
That's the thing. So it's like, I almost feel like I should switch it to...
But look, if she is so cool...
Yeah, that's true.
And she's one of the... I mean, she's a member. She's a Trinity member. You know she's going to have a big enough part in the movie.
Hope so. Probably a bigger part than Alfred.
Yeah. So, we have our top female, top male performance.
Affleck.
Affleck.
I think Affleck is Batman. I would say Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool, but that's just because he is Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
I think, so I kind of divorce it from that a little bit. I'm going to say Ben Affleck, because I think he's the one that people... want to see succeed and B want to see him fail.
Yeah.
So I think he's gonna. I think he'll be the help one.
Yeah.
Unless you think it's Joel Kinnaman as a Rick Flag.
Well, he's definitely in the top 60. Definitely top 60 for this year. I'll tell you who I'm picking from: Affleck, Chris Evans, Yep. Bendis Lip, Knuckle Patch.
Okay.
And I don't have anybody from Suicide Squad. I love Oscar Isaacs. I can't see him, like, just the character itself of Apocalypse. Again, Singer.
I think we need another trailer to.
Yeah, I don't know about him yet.
But then again, I mean, they called the movie Apocalypse, so I think he's going to have a fairly large role in it.
Yeah. I just don't know about that movie. But I'd say the top three are Benedict Cumberbatch, Chris Evans, and Ben Affleck. And really, I think it's, Doctor Strange is too much of an unknown.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a freaky movie. He could be really awesome. I don't know. I'm going to go with Chris Evans, though.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it's going to be a very emotional
movie
for him.
No, yeah, yeah.
And he was great in Winter Soldier.
Oh, he was
great
in
all the Cap movies.
He was great, yeah.
You know, he's a great Cap. And
he's really good.
I think it's going to be tight. I think Ben Affleck looks great.
Yeah.
But I think Cap will probably have a meatier role if you're looking at it like an Oscar race type of thing. He'll have the arc in that. I mean, we've already had two Cap movies, so it's...
Right.
You know,
oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got a little bit of an advantage. But the debut factor for Affleck will be huge too.
Yeah.
So I'd be happy with either one, but I think it's going to be Evans.
All right.
Biggest moneymaker. You really only have a choice between two movies.
Pretty much.
So it's either going to be BVS or
It's either
going to
be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
It's either that, yes.
Or Gambit.
Right.
Or
sadly, Deadpool will not be in this conversation.
No. I'm going to go with Batman and Superman. I'll tell you why. It's, for the first time, it's two of the most iconic superheroes. Probably the two most iconic superheroes. With Spider-Man being next in line after them, meeting on screen, as well as Wonder Woman. It's also brand new.
Yep.
People want to see it. They want to see what's going to happen. I think that's a big draw. Captain America is going to make a huge amount of money, but the one thing that makes me think that it won't make as much as Batman and Superman is that Avengers 2 took a drop from Avengers. Not a huge drop, but a drop. And I don't even want to throw Ant-Man in the conversation because it's a completely different thing. But Ant-Man also didn't make a ton of money. It made decent money for Ant-Man, but they, you know. I forget how much money Captain America made.
The first one or the second one?
The second one. I know the first one didn't make a ton of money.
It was what?
It was like seven, I think, 700.
Seven,
worldwide.
Almost eight, 800 million worldwide.
So I think it's going to be Batman and Superman because I think that's a billion easy.
I think they're both over a billion. And the reason I say that Civil War is over a billion, two reasons. One, they put Iron Man in it. So
true.
We already know that Iron Man's a big draw. But, and I think they're holding on to this wild card until, or this ace until probably February-ish. I think they're going to show Spider-Man in the final trailer.
You think so?
And so people will know that Spider-Man is going to be in Civil War.
Mm.
Because right now he's not featured in any of the marketing.
No.
People online know about it because
right.
we read all these articles
right.
about it. But nobody, really general public, knows that he's in the movie.
That could go either way, though, with Spider-Man.
Yeah, because, I mean, Amazing Spider-Man.
Because people might be like, Spider-Man again? Screw you. I'm
sort
done
of
with Spider-Man.
Poo-pooed on the character.
Yeah.
But now that you're seeing him with the rest of the Avengers, before,
true.
It was like
true.
All these people that were casual fans were like, why isn't he in the Avengers?
Right.
Same with Wolverine. Why isn't Wolverine in the Avengers?
Right.
Now he's going to be in there with Cap and Iron Man.
Mm.
I think it's a big card they have to play. They're holding on to it.
Yeah.
They will not, they haven't released anything, really. Holland has talked a little bit about it, but he, you know, not much. But I think they're going to play that card soon. And I don't think they're going to beat Batman and Superman. I think Batman and Superman will be the winner of the comic book movies of the year. I think it's going to have a bigger gross. Worldwide.
Here's an extrapolated question from that.
Okay.
What makes more money now? Batman, Superman, or Rogue One?
Batman, Superman.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll try their damnedest for Rogue One to say, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars. I mean, it's
right.
You know, they're going to want to capitalize on that.
Right.
But even looking at the cast photo for Rogue One, it feels like a B-list movie
mm-hmm.
in the Star Wars universe.
No, I agree.
I mean, I'm sure it'll make a shit ton of money, just mm-hmm. like any other Star Wars movie that came out right now. But overall, I think Batman Superman probably beats that. It, I don't know the entire list of movies coming out next year. I'm guessing it'll probably be the number one movie. If I think it's going to be good, if it's as good as I think it is, I think Batman Superman wins. I think Civil War is going to be a very close second.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think they're both over a billion.
Yeah.
Fairly easily.
Yeah.
And they both have about a month apiece to make their money.
Right. I was just thinking just now, I was like, you know, that movie is, Rogue One is 5 months out from episode 8. So it would be too late for them to say, if you want to see the episode 8 trailer, you have to go see Rogue One. Yeah. So it'll be too late for that because they'll have already released an episode 8 trailer by then.
They would have.
In fact, I wouldn't. Well, no, it'll be too easy. It'll be too early to do a teaser for Civil War because they would have just started shooting. Probably.
You mean Infinity War?
Huh?
You mean Infinity War?
No, for Star Wars episode 8.
Okay.
Because that'll be attached to Civil War. Yeah, that'll be almost a year out. But that'll be too early. That'll be way too early.
Oh yeah.
Because they've just started shooting.
No, I think we'll probably get a Doctor Strange trailer.
Oh, for sure. On Civil War, for sure.
Yeah.
I know people have been talking about, oh, like maybe February. Or no, they're saving it for Captain America.
Yeah, it'll be on Civil War.
Yeah, it's not gonna. Yeah, it'll be Civil War for sure.
Yeah. There's no reason to put it out on anything else.
And there isn't because they don't want to.
I actually didn't see a Batman Superman trailer on a lot of Star Wars prints. I thought for sure they would do that, and it didn't show in a lot of.
Yeah,
I think I saw it once, maybe.
I think when we went to IMAX, we saw that, and then we saw Civil War. I think we saw both of them.
Yeah, they have been doing the Civil War trailer attached to it, but that makes sense.
That's Disney. It's Disney. Disney. Yeah.
Okay. So
we'll probably get a Rogue One trailer, maybe with Civil War, maybe.
That's a possibility, yeah.
Unless that rumor comes true where they say, if you want to see Rogue One, you got to go see Force Awakens again.
Oh, the re-release.
Yeah.
My God, it'll still be in theaters. What are they talking about? So we've gone biggest money makers. I think, do you have any other categories for 2016 predictions?
No.
Any... casting predictions, because we're going to have some casting news this year.
When does Captain Marvel come out?
Captain Marvel comes out in 2008.
And she's supposed to be in Infinity War 1, right?
Supposedly? Maybe. I don't know.
When does that come out? 2018?
2018.
Okay.
There's been enough buzz about it. You got to think it's coming soon.
Maybe they'll cast her finally.
Yeah.
I would think so, because when does her movie come out? 2019, right?
Maybe it is 2019.
Jesus.
So 3 years out. But if she's in Infinity War, they're going to have to cast her before then.
Yeah. Wait. When does Black Panther come out?
2018. February 2018.
Is it 2018?
Yeah.
I thought it was 2016.
I think it's the last movie now before... Is that true?
I can't remember when it...
I actually have a calendar here.
Yeah, 2018.
Yeah. Black Panther, February 16th, 2018. Flashes that year, too.
Jesus.
And then Infinity War on May 4th. And then Ant-Man and the Wasp. X-Men movie, Spider-Man animated. And then Aquaman in 2018. So for 2017, casting news would be around Wolverine, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Wonder Woman. The Spider-Man movie will be out that year. So we're going to have Mary Jane casting.
Right.
Thor. We already know some people in Thor.
And Justice League. But
the main villain in Justice League will have to be cast.
From what we're hearing, we're probably going to know pretty much the whole Justice League anyway. Or we already do know most of it anyway.
We'll see a glimpse of them.
And Batman Superman.
But we may... Well, I don't know if we'll see the villain.
Mary Jane. See, I don't know, because it's hard with the Spider-Man movie because they cast a relative unknown as Spider-Man. I'm thinking they'll probably do the same for the other roles. It's going to be all young actors that we don't know because we don't watch MTV or any other CW shows that aren't Arrow or Flash.
But there's also the villain, which we don't know who that is yet.
Wasn't the rumor it was supposed to be Kraven?
I don't think that is going to happen. I think it'll probably be Osborn.
God, don't do him again.
I know, but he'll at least be in it.
They shouldn't do him again. They should do a Dark Knight for him, and they should save him for the second movie.
That'd be fine with me.
Kind of like what they tried to do in Amazing Spider-Man, but they failed miserably.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on who the villain is.
Oh, wasn't it Scorpion?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Scorpion. Yeah, You know what casting I want to hear for Spider-Man? J.K. Simmons as J.K. Simmons. Jameson. Yeah. That's the only thing I want to hear. I don't want to hear anything else.
The one bit of casting news I want to hear in 2016.
He was the best part of the Sam Raimi movies.
Oh, easy.
Scorpion. I mean, he's so generic, it could be anybody. Because it's the suit, really, that is the thing. Mary Jane. Tom Holland's so young, it's... Even Shailene Woodley would be too old now to be Mary Jane.
Yeah. And the Russos have said that they... Well, they're not in charge of the Spider-Man movie, but they had some say in the casting. And
of Spider-Man?
Of Spider-Man, yeah. Oh. And or they at least gave their 2 cents. Mm-hmm. And they felt it was important that he be a teenager. Because too many adults have played teenagers for Peter Parker so far.
Right.
And they really wanted a teenager.
How old is he? 18, 19?
Yeah. Yeah, he's still a teenager. So,
Technically. But Garfield's almost freaking 30 by the end of his run, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he was. So I don't think they're going to go, like, a 30-year-old playing across from an 18-year-old.
Oh, no. That's what I'm saying. That they're going to cast some young actress that we don't even know exists.
Yeah. Chloe Moretz?
Oh, no, she's... I was thinking...
How old is Chloe Moretz now?
Oh.
Is she even 18?
17? Oh, yeah. She's got to be, because I think she was 13. Was she 13?
I don't know. I don't know how old she was in Kick-Ass.
No, I was going to say, and she just popped in my head because I watched Modern Family. I used to watch Modern Family, but Sarah Hyland, but she's also too old. She's like 24, 25, so she's also too old for... what's his face? Tom Holland.
Yeah.
She's 18. Chloe Grace Moretz just turned 18. Or she's going to... No. She'll turn 19 this year.
Yeah, so they're close in age. She can do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can see her as... Maybe Gwen Stacy. But would they do Gwen Stacy?
I don't think they're going to do Gwen Stacy.
So soon after Amazing Spider-Man.
I don't think so. But then again, they look like they're going the ultimate route.
Yeah.
So who knows?
If they went the ultimate route, then they would be interesting because she was the wild girl in the ultimate books. And Mary Jane was the Brainiac, who was his best friend.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they'll probably cast somebody who's probably on like some Disney show now or something like that, or some girl who's ready to break out of that and then move into movies or something like that.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez.
Too old.
She's a hag. Get out of here.
She's a hag.
I guess they'll... I don't know. Captain Marvel, they might not cast till next year.
I mean, as much as I want the news, it doesn't have to be right away. I mean, they've got time.
But then again, look how early they cast. What's his face? Is Black Panther.
Oh, Chadwick Boseman? Yeah.
I mean, they cast him pretty early.
They did, but he was going to be in Civil War.
Yeah, I know, but that was when they were just making the announcement. And, like, they didn't start filming for a while after that.
Yeah.
And they just kept on pushing Black Panther back and back and back. At this rate, Michael B. Jordan would be Black Panther. I don't know. I'd like to see Emily Blunt be Captain Marvel.
But we've talked a little bit about this before. About
Olivia Wilde really wants to do it.
She really wants to be.
And she has a woman director that was on her last film that she wants to put in, install in there. So that could be something.
Yeah.
I know they'll never give it to her, but I would love to see what's her face, Starbuck.
Oh no, I think she's out. Katie Sackhoff.
Yeah, Katie Sackhoff.
I don't think she would be great, but I don't think so. I think they might try a coup and get Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm sure she's on their radar. Olivia Wilde would be awesome, and she wants to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think Charlize Theron is.
She's also, I mean...
She's more of a fan cast than anything else. Older.
Yeah, no offense to her. She's too old for that part. Now.
For as many movies as Captain Marvel's
right,
going to be.
Right, exactly. That's what I mean. I mean, she's not old, but I mean...
I think Lawrence is probably the best choice. The most obvious choice for them, anyway.
She has a huge draw.
She does have a huge draw. It fits their MO as far as getting like the best talent for the lead role.
Yeah.
And then filling them in with you know, others. So I think it's
between... She's probably, and to be honest... She might not say it, but she's probably looking for a franchise now that Hunger Games is over, and yes. her contract with X-Men is wrapped, but she...
I don't think she wants to be in that costume anymore, the blue...
It's paint. Not as bad as it was for Rebecca Romijn, honestly. Like, what it is, it's basically like a...
Didn't she say she was allergic to some of the stuff that they were using on her, though? Or some, there was something with the body paint. I'm sure...
I'm sure it is, but I thought that might have been earlier because,
like the first one,
yeah, in First Class, because they did it more like Rebecca Romijn. But then I think for Days of Future Past, it's more like it's like a skin tight like leotard, and then they just apply the stuff on that.
Yeah, maybe, but I think I don't know that she's going to be in many more of those.
Probably not, but I mean, yeah. But I think she said that if they want me, I'll do it. But you know.
Yeah, I think it's a good fit all around. She's great. I mean, she's an incredible actress. So I would not be sad at all if she took the role.
No, yeah, yeah.
Emily Blunt, also great. I never see her as being, seeming all that excited about it. She gets asked about it. Right. Same as Jessica Chastain and Olivia Wilde.
Right.
Olivia Wilde has the most enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Chastain's always like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. But Emily Blunt's always like, meh, you know, she acts like she could take it or leave it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I think Lawrence, she'd kick ass. She'd be great. So that's actually, I'll just say that's who it's going to be.
I'm glad you made your decision.
There's my decision. It's going to be her.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Those are our predictions for 2016. Watch as they all turn out to be wrong.
We have to come back to this episode at the end of the year.
Great.
and see how we did.
Great. Awesome.
I'm guessing low percentage.
Probably.
Low percentages.
Probably. Deadpool's going to make $3 billion.
Yeah. Deadpool will be the first $3 billion movie.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 will make $4 billion.
Civil War will get delayed until 2017.
Yeah, for some reason.
For some reasons that they won't talk about.
So that'll do it for this episode of the Crossover Podcast. And we thank you for listening. And we will see you next time.
See you later.